This is Degaraf's Maskust MGTOW Flyers, that is two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaraf. This is flyer number 649, entitled The Feminazi Graveyard Description. The Feminazi graveyard is where masculists plan to send Feminazis, who are so hated by masculists for their, quote, female supremacism, that is, their hypocrisy in claiming publicly that they are about equality for the sexes, but in practice promote women's interests at the expense of men's interests. When the number of masculists and MGTOWs rises into the many millions, the masculists will push hard for the men-faring of the gender laws, for the fipping of women, for the establishment of GECs, GECs, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments, for the legislation of the PARA, that's Paternity Rejection Right, and the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, Obligatory Paternity Testing at Birth, which will force women to grow up, to fip up, which will terrify millions of fluffy women who will fight the men-faring of these laws tooth and nail, showing their true hypocrisy, making them true feminazis to be hated and forced into a manless, childless life, ending up in the feminazi graveyard where they belong. Now the flyer itself. The Feminazi Graveyard, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaraf. Email profhugodegaraf@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaraf.wordpress.com. By the Feminazi graveyard, I mean where Feminazis end up after living a life of manlessness, lovelessness, sexlessness, childlessness, feeling miserable, depressed, and on antidepressant drugs, as is now the case in about a quarter of middle-aged women between 40 and 60, according to the CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control of the US. By a feminazi, masculists and MGTOWs mean the particularly obnoxious, misandrist, male-dumping, cunt-type feminist, whom the masculists despise, seeing them as profound hypocrites with their monoconsciousness, that is, their six decades long brainwashing by feminism, that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. So not surprisingly, after six decades of this feminazi indoctrination, these monoconscious feminists, who have only had their feminist consciousness raised, who know nothing about how women oppress men, so by definition are not bi-conscious, that is, have not had both their feminist and masculine consciousnesses raised, so do not have their monoconscious anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, that feminism teaches them, cancelled by their female masculine anger at women for the ways that women oppress men. Masculists observe that this seems pretty much commonsensical, that monoconscious feminists are angry at men, surly towards men, and not nice for men to be with or to approach. The angrier such monoconscious feminists are, the more likely they are to be labelled by masculists and MGTOWs as feminazis. Some feminazis are particularly obnoxious, earning true hatred from the masculists, when these truly monoconscious feminists actively oppose the men-faring of the gender laws. For example, the fipping of women, reforming the divorce courts, legislating the PARA, that's Paternity Rejection Right, and the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, Obligatory Paternity Testing at Birth, for all births, to block women's paternity fraud that may occur in about 10% of all births, manslaving a man for decades to pay for a kid that is not even his, in capitals. Setting up GECs, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes can be dealt with equally, which is not the case today in our gender-political, genocentric culture. As maskless ideas spread across the planet, and millions of men, particularly young men, who are generally faster to pick up on new ideas, it's inevitable that they will push for fundamental changes in both the attitudes and the laws of society so that they are more favourable to men, so that men can be liberated from the oppressions that women exert on men, e.g. the big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, namely women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, all of which are truly horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes that women perpetrate on men, making such women hated as gender criminals by maskless, who punish such women severely by forcing them to end up in the feminazi graveyard. When the time comes, hopefully only a few years from now, for millions of maskless to really start pushing for the men faring of the gender laws, as shown above, we will see the true nature of the feminazis when their true colours make themselves manifest. We will see that their feminism is not about equality of the sexes, but the favouring of women, promoting women's interests at the expense of men's. Thus, these so-called feminists should be more accurately labelled as, quote, female supremacists. For example, imagine how these feminazis will react when the maskless push for the fipping of women, that is, pushing women to become fips, financially independent persons, so that they don't manslave and divorce rape men. Maskless put enormous moral pressure on women to fip up, to bother to get career competent educations in high school and college so that they become fips as adults and not expect fluffy style to parasite off the money and labour of some stupid, gullible, manslavable man who knows nothing of maskless nor MGTOW ideas, who has been brainwashed all his life that his role in life is to be a manslave to a woman, working for her for decades of his life so that she can sit on her fat, parasitic ass, living in a middle-class house, raising her kids in it, and have him pay for it all. A decade later, with her two kids and the house, with one chance in four, she will drag him to the hated, fluffy feminist divorce court system and have him butchered, taking his kids from him, stealing half his wealth and stuff, forcing him to make child payments to his kids he will barely be allowed to see. And if his ex-wife is a real fluffy, in brackets, that is, a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man, manslaving him for decades, close brackets, he may be forced to pay her alimony for the rest of his life, with no legal nor moral obligation on her to get off her fat, parasitic ass and fip up, so that she continues to parasite off him after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. Maskless are abolitionists who have a hatred of manslavery, seeing it as a war issue, who plan to wipe it out by wiping out the fluffies, by effectively exterminating them, by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them. As the number of maskless and MGTOW soars into the many millions, then fluffies will die out, since the supply of manslavable men will have dried up. And since a fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can get her financial claws into some stupid, gullible, manslavable man, a fluffy will be forced, in capital letters, to convert herself into a fip, or she starves, left rotting on the shelf, forced to end up in what the maskers have called the fluffy graveyard, a term similar to the above term feminazi graveyard. In brackets, see flyer number 58. Entitled Promoting the Fluffy Graveyard. The two main enemies of the maskless are the fluffies and the fluffy feminists. Maskless see fluffies as manslaving, divorce raping vermin to be exterminated by the maskless. Maskless see fluffy feminists not only as fluffies and hence manslaving, divorce raping vermin, but also as hypocrites and genociders, dash, as hypocrites because fluffy feminist divorce court lawyers and judges want equal rights for women in the parliaments but expect women to behave as fluffy parasites in the divorce courts. Dash. And as genociders, since they have made divorce so toxic for men that they have made marriage and paternity toxic for men, resulting in over 70% of young men in many Western countries now rejecting marriage and paternity, preferring to live the MGTOW lifestyle, spending their money on themselves. Many young men would love to be fathers, but don't dare to, since they absolutely refuse to face a one chance in four as married fathers of being butchered in the hated, fluffy, feminist-dominated divorce court system. Thus, directly, these MGTOW men are crashing the birth rate, but in reality are merely reacting to the toxicity of the fluffy, feminist-controlled divorce courts, so it is the fluffy feminists who are the indirect and hence the root cause of the crash in the birth rate, wiping out whole populations, and hence are profound gender criminals, truly hated by the maskers, who aim to send these fluffy feminist, gender criminal, divorce court lawyers and judges to the feminazi graveyard. When the para, that's paternity rejection right, is about to be legislated, we will see the true natures of fluffy feminists who will fight tooth and nail to stop this happening, since if it does, if the para is given to men, then that will cause profound changes to women, especially to fluffies, since we will force fluffies to grow up, to fib up, to take responsibility for their own financial lives and not expect to parasite off the labour and money of a man. Millions of women force men into fatherhood with paternity fraud, lying to their man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not, thus forcing him to pay for 2 decades for a kid that is not even his. A gender crime of women against men that is truly hated by maskless. Maskless want paternity fraudster women to be given 15-year jail sentences. Since paternity fraud is a greater gender crime against men than is rape against women, where the rapist usually gets a 10-year sentence. When serving her paternity fraudster sentence, she'll be obliged to work to pay for her incarceration costs and for the cost of the kid who goes with her because it is not his. Maskless want the legislation of the OPTAB to block paternity fraud so that gender criminal paternity frauding women cannot force a man into man's slavery for 2 decades to pay for the kid that he not only didn't want, but that is not even his, which just makes the pregnancy even more intolerable for him. Millions of women love being fluffies, who love not having to bother to fib up, to sit back and live off the labour and money of a man, so definitely do not want to lose their privilege of being fluffies and having the easy life at the expense of leeching off the labour and money of a man. So when the time comes for the para paternity rejection right to be legislated, they will panic and join together with millions of other fluffies to fight to keep their privileges, their traditional right to be fluffies, and will push for the monoconscious feminist politicians to block its legislation. The incidence of paternity fraud may be as high as 10% of all pregnancies, so millions of women are going to scream at the idea of the OPTAB and will also fight it tooth and nail because they don't want to be forced to be responsible for the kid growing in her that is not seeded by the man in her life, whom she so spectacularly and hatefully abuses. Maskless have a particular hatred of monoconscious feminist gender politicians who favour women over men, who will vote for women to keep their fluffy privileges, and against the para and OPTAB for men, thus showing their true colours as female supremacists rather than bi-conscious feminists. Such women are truly hated by maskless, who definitely label such women as feminazis, who aim to force them into the feminazi graveyard by totally ignoring them, by targeting the men in their lives, by teaching these men masculist ideas, so that these men, formerly male feminists, in brackets, since their feminist girlfriends would not tolerate them if these men weren't, close brackets, become bi-conscious masculists, who see clearly that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men worse than vice versa. So if their feminist girlfriends remain monoconscious, these now bi-conscious masculist boyfriends will see the monoconsciousness of their girlfriends as hypocritical, bigoted, and become disgusted with them and then dump them. Masculist pressure on women to fit up, to become bi-conscious, will only grow and grow as the numbers of dumped monoconscious feminists grows and grows. Millions of women will become aware that if they don't become bi-conscious themselves, then they will risk being labelled by men, masculisted men, who in time will be most men, as masculist and MGTOW ideas spread across the planet and influence the minds of most men, as feminazis, and hence be forced by men into the feminazi graveyard after having lived a miserable life of being manless, hence loveless, sexless, babyless, and hated for their awful, misandrist, feminazi monoconsciousness. As men, millions of men, put their foot down, fed up with a monoconsciousness of misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, then women will adapt. Women evolved to have a deep fear of true male anger, since in the distant past, a truly angry man could be life-threatening to a woman. So when millions of masculisted men express their collective anger and hatred at monoconscious feminazi bitches,